Good evening, everyone, on Audio Boo. It's Melissa, recording on this very hot Sunday night. It is a Sunday, May 5th. It's Cinco de Mayo. And I'm not preparing Mexican food. I'm actually cooking, I'm using my crock pot. I decided that when my husband went away to his program, I was going to start cooking new recipes, trying new things. And I kind of didn't have a lot of time to prepare to grab a recipe this month. Hopefully I will. But I like to try new recipes. But I usually do my big monthly trek to Walmart to do some shopping. And then I do some shopping later on in the month just to pick up some, you know, other groceries we may have run out of or that I forgot to put on the list. Anyway, we do most of that stuff. I do most of it on in the beginning of the month. But I got a recipe that consists of, well, it's a crock pot potato soup. You need to peel and slice 6 potatoes, and you just need to cut them up that they're, you know, edible, bite size, you know, like chunks, how they make the potatoes when they put them in potato soup. Not too big, because they're going to get soft anyway, you know. Then you need a half a cup of celery, and the celery needs to be diced, meaning it needs to be cut into small pieces. You also need 1 onion, but we only put half because it seemed like it was a huge onion. Some onions are kind of small, so we only put half of an onion in there. If you're not really an onion freak, I'm not a huge onion freak. I do like onion to flavor things, but ugh, you know, just eating onion on something, it's like, yuck. But I do like onions to flavor stuff. So we cut up a half an onion, but you need, the recipe says a full onion. But it also depends too on the size of the onion. So you need 6 potatoes. You need half a cup of diced celery. You need an onion or half, depending on that. You need 2 carrots, and they need to be sliced. You also need a cup of finely chopped ham. Now, I put about a cup and a half because I like ham. So you just chop up the ham, and you put it in there. You also need a spoon and a tablespoon. Now, this is one thing I forgot to pick up, but I didn't think it was going to make a huge difference. You also need a tablespoon of parsley flakes. Now, I don't know what that's supposed to do to the soup, but that's one ingredient that I forgot. Everything else is good. 3 more ingredients, actually 4 more ingredients you will need. You will need 5 cups of water. You will need 4 chicken bouillon cubes. You will need 2 teaspoons of sugar and 1/3 a cup of butter or margarine. That's a lot of ingredients. So refer back to this audio boo if you need it. Anyway, the whole point of it is you need to put it in your crock pot. You need 1 more ingredient, which is a can of evaporated milk. It says a 13-ounce can, but the only thing I was able to pick up was a 12-ounce can or a 5-ounce. So I just picked up a 12-ounce. I don't think 1 less ounce of milk is going to kill you. So that's basically all you need. I'd have to tweet the recipe or copy it somewhere, put it up somewhere where you guys can get it. But I picked it out online. And so anyway, you put everything in the crock pot except for the evaporated milk can, which we're about to do right now. Now, you put it on high for 7 to 8 hours, or you put it on low for 10 to 12. Now, I started the crock pot at 1:30 today. It is now, let's see, what time is it? I don't know.
Screen lock.
I was hoping my phone could give me a precise time.
Audio boot. Verizon Network. 8:16 p.m.
Yeah, it's 8:16. So it is 7 to 8 hours. Now, what it says to do is you need to stir in the evaporated milk during the last hour. And I don't think I'm going to leave it in for the full 8 hours. It says 7 to 8. So 8 hours would make it 9:30 because I put it in at 1:30. So I may take it out at 9 o'clock. So because of that, I'm going to get the can of evaporated milk and I'm going to pour it into the crock pot. And I'm going to stir it in and just let it sit there for another hour, pretty much. But the whole house is smelling so good, you know, because of the ham, obviously, and the potatoes and the, and, you know, there's onion and celery and carrots and all that fun stuff. So I'm going to set this phone right here. I don't want to put it near the crock pot because I don't want to get any food on it or damage it or whatever. It's a quiet, very, very quiet evening. Now I'm going to get my little can opener. And this can opener is, it's a battery operated one. It's the one you put on the edge of the can and it takes off the lid, but it takes it off in a way that the lid comes off and not, you don't get the sharp edge that gets stuck in the can. Come on. Oh, come on. There we go. So I'm opening up a can of evaporated milk. And I know what the can feels like because the can has a unique little thing on the top where it's kind of engraved. When it stops, I'm going to turn the can. Oh dear. Okay, stop. Okay, sometimes these are hard to... Alright, well, in any event, let's put this lid in the trash. Alright, now, I'm going to pour... Well, I'm going to take the lid off of the crock pot, first of all. And make sure I've got my spoon handy. Woo! Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. That hurt. Okay. Now let's take this over to the crock pot. And we are going to pour in some evaporated milk. Let's see if I... Now we just gotta stir this into the mixture. So, like I said earlier, there is obviously potatoes in potato soup. Otherwise, it would not be potato soup. It would just be soup. And because you have water in here and because you have water and you have the chicken bouillon cubes, that's what's making the broth. And then I'm guessing the evaporated milk is going to add like a creamy feel to the soup. So that's what we're doing. We're just kind of stirring the milk. And then we have to let this crock pot sit for another hour almost. I don't think I'm going to cook it until 9:30, maybe 9:15. But ugh. By the time I get this thing taken care of and I wash the crock pot and everything, I ain't going to bed until after 10. So, I'm not planning on staying up too late. I've got school tomorrow, so. Alright. This is smelling good. Of course, we have celery and carrots and onion. Like I said, there's only a half onion. I put a cup and a half of ham instead of a cup because I like a little bit of ham. And for a full... And I will tell you this. This crock pot is going to go filled all the way to the top, pretty much. So, for a full crock pot of soup, I thought a cup of ham just isn't going to cut it. So I added a couple more little slices that was about a cup and a half. And so you want to chop it up
to rinse out this spoon. So now I'm going to cover the crock pot. I feel like I'm on one of those cooking shows. I'm looking for the handle to put on the... All right. So, now I just let it sit. Which is quite fun. Because pretty soon I'll be able to eat it. Which is even more fun. I'm giving some to my neighbor too because that's a huge pot full of soup. I don't know what anyone could do. It's going to take me a while to eat that soup. It's going to take a while. But anyway, yum, it smells good. But needless to say, we are now just relaxing on a quiet evening. So school is tomorrow. I don't exactly know what is the last official day of class before finals and everything. Some people say the 20th, some people say the 24th, some people say the 18th. So nobody knows. Professors put the calendar up on Blackboard, but Blackboard, as we all know, is not user-friendly to blame people not as much. Can use it, but it's 8:22 p.m. Blackboard mobile isn't too bad, but sometimes reading stuff up there isn't always nice, like PowerPoints and junk. Oh boy, who likes PowerPoints? They are naughty. Yes, PowerPoints are very naughty. Anyway, so I hope everyone is doing okay. And yeah, I'm just relaxing. It's a cool, quiet evening. Finally got to rest. You know, yesterday I had to do laundry and clean up, you know, do dishes and tidy up the kitchen a bit. And so I did do some housework yesterday, but today it's just been kind of yay. I've been resting and making this crockpot soup, which is definitely going to last me for most of the week. And it might be something. And what's interesting is that this soup, I'm guessing they're trying to make it more healthier, because a lot of the soups that I've gotten, they had cheese in them. You know, some soups had cheese in them, and cheese is good. You probably could add some into your bowl, but this does not require cheese. So it's good for me because I'm lactose intolerant, and well, this thing does have evaporated milk, so I don't know if that's going to make any difference. But I'm guessing that's what the milk is for. It's to add like a creamy texture because the broth is already made with the water and the bouillon cubes, but now you want to add a creamy texture to your cheese or to your soup. So I'm thinking that's what the milk's there for. But it's yummy. It smells good. I'm sure everybody is probably... Wouldn't that be cool if you could actually transmit... I know you could transmit audio over the internet, so you could hear everything that I'm doing and saying. But wouldn't it be interesting if you could transmit smell and taste over the internet? That would be freaky.
Three of three bars.
It would be like, oh dear.
Pause recording. Time remaining. 15,
yeah, we've got about 15 minutes. That would be kind of freaky because can you imagine just being at someone's house and talking to them on the phone on Skype, and when they spray on perfume, you'll be able to smell it. And when they put gum in their mouth, you know, you could sometimes smell the mint off of someone's breath. you know, they'll lean in close to the phone to talk to you, and you can smell their breath. Let's just hope they don't have onions or garlic. I've been told I can have a strong garlic breath. I love garlic. I put garlic in my potatoes. I like to have garlic bread with soup. I like to have garlic, the pizza with the garlic crust. When I make my meatball sandwiches, I get the Italian sauces with plenty of garlic. I love garlic. Yum. As if everyone did not know that. So, yeah, I like to, you know, do all kinds of stuff like that. But wouldn't that be interesting if you were actually having a conversation with somebody and you could smell their breath or their perfume or cologne that they're wearing? Or if they were in the kitchen and they were like me and they were baking cookies, you could smell the cookies. You could smell the yumminess of the cookies. And I'd like to think of it in a positive way. Of course, people could probably say, well, you could smell when somebody goes to the bathroom and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, thanks. Let's not talk about that. So, but seriously, I mean, think of the good that it would do. Or probably the bad. Somebody might be eating something you want, you smell it, and you want it. So that may not be very good. That might not be very healthy. So yeah, I could see that becoming a danger very, very quickly. But smell and then taste. Now that would be freaky. I could tell you, when I was a teenager and I used to have my seizures, my doctor, for some reason, he told me, you know, everybody gets a warning sign, or some people don't have warning signs when they have seizures, but most people do. They'll get a warning sign. And I did. I had this weird warning sign where I would, no matter where I was, I would get the scent of rosemary. I don't know why, but I'd get the scent of rosemary. My extremities would get numb. My feet and toes, my hands and fingers, they'd just get numb. And I'd get this overwhelming wave of nausea, just complete. And then the environment around you changes. My husband, who has never been to England in her life, one day she talked to me when I was in the midst of this, and I'm wondering if these were miniature seizures, but I would get these funky smells and tastes, but all the time it was the scent of rosemary. And so rosemary has a weird, like, reminder to me. Whenever I smell it, I'm like, ooh, you know, because it kind of reminds me of when I used to have seizures. So I'd get this hint of rosemary, I'd get nauseated, my hands and feet would go numb, and then I would... like, the environment around me would change. My cousin, when she talked to me, she had said, Melissa, would you care for a drink? And her voice came out as, Melissa, would you care for a drink? And, like, the whole environment around me changed for, like, 15 seconds. And then I was back to reality. I mean, I have never seen anything like that. It was, like, the weirdest thing. So rosemary has a funky a reminder to me. So every time I smell rosemary, it's like, oh boy. And I don't know why, because, I mean, rosemary is just a spice. You don't encounter it in your everyday life. But no matter where I was, I could be in the bathroom and have one of these warning signs, and I could smell rosemary. It's like, geez, why would there be rosemary in the bathroom? So if you smelled rosemary and you were in the bathroom or you were in your bedroom, I mean, the only place you really should be smelling that stuff is in the kitchen. It's like, oh boy. That was like the weirdest thing. So if I started smelling something that I knew was not from my environment, that would freak me out. That would really freak me out. That really would. Or tasting. Could you imagine just sitting there and all of a sudden getting the taste of strawberries? Or that was another thing that would happen sometimes. I'd get the taste of strawberries. There would be no texture in my mouth. I wouldn't even have a strawberry in my mouth, but the taste would be there, as if you'd just eaten like a strawberry hard candy, and the taste still lingers in your mouth, but you've not eaten anywhere, nothing to strawberry. So strawberries and rosemary.
were very interesting. Rosemary was an interesting smell, and strawberries were an interesting taste. And it was weird because as a kid, I hated strawberries. I didn't like them. Now I'll put them in smoothies or whatever, but I'll have a strawberry, but when I was a kid, I wouldn't even touch them. They were just disgusting to me when I was a kid. But I'd taste strawberries, and it was just funky. So I think that'd be really weird if you're sitting there and all of a sudden your friend says he's eating a cheeseburger and you taste it as he's eating it. Because the smell and taste is being transmitted over the internet. Now, I think that would be the most freaky, funky thing ever. Probably not healthy. That's probably why they have not been invented. But my husband always used to joke with me because, you know, they had earphones. And then I wanted an iPhone. And he goes, well, do you want a nose and a mouth phone? And because ears, eyes, nose, and mouth. And I said, no, Jeremy. So Jeremy would always do that joke. But, you know, it kind of started me thinking, wouldn't that be freaky if you not only could talk to people and see them over the internet, but you could actually smell and taste everything that's going on in their environment? Now, that would, like, ooh. Just thinking of that. That'd be cool, you know, because if somebody's sitting there eating something that you desperately want, you could at least taste it. And that might satisfy you until you can get your hands on whatever it was they're eating. Or you could smell it and go, oh, I want some. Or, I don't know. That'd be kind of scary. But yes, if you could smell over the internet, you'd be smelling some potato soup right now. You wouldn't be able to taste it yet because it's quite hot and you'd probably burn your tongue. But yeah, I know I'm a little silly. I'm in a little bit of a silly mood. But anyway, yeah, my phone's starting to die. I'm gonna have to charge it on the battery. On the 47. Battery charger. I like that sound, that word battery. I like the way that's said. I remember one time in particular when I was a kid, I always took my radio everywhere with me, even to the park, because while all the kids were playing, I was always listening to my music. So I always took my radio everywhere. And I had my radio on. It was playing. And I was playing music. And somebody, with the Scottish accent, comes up to me and says, you got some batteries in your radio. And I wanted to laugh because I'm thinking, if my radio was on, I wanted to say no, it was solar powered, but it was in the evening. So it couldn't be solar powered then because the sun wasn't shining all that bright. But it just didn't make sense to me that, you know, why would you ask me if I have batteries in my radio if the radio was on? Well, I mean, of course that's a legitimate question, but it was really weird because I was just sitting there all by myself and then somebody comes up to me and goes, you got some batteries in your radio? I was like, of course I do. The radio was playing. But yeah, radio was always very fascinating and fun. As a kid, I always used to call on radio stations. I remember one night I requested Shake Your Booty by Casey and the Sunshine Band. That was one of my favorite songs to dance to as a kid. And I requested it, and the DJ, I guess he thought that I had a good-sounding singing voice or something because I went, Shake Your Booty, and he thought I had a good-sounding, and he goes, Melissa, why don't you sing for us? And so, of course, I had to go, shake, shake, shake. And he's providing the background music. Da-da-da-da-da. And so we're singing. And he goes, you and me, we're going to go places. We're going to be. And so he puts me on air singing. And he's providing backup sound effects with his, you know. But, I mean, it was quite fun. I wish I had it on tape. And then I used to call and drive this other guy nuts because I'd call him during the days when my sister and brothers were in school. They were at one of those year-round schools where they didn't have summer vacation, but I did because I was going to high school, or junior high school, and they were not year-round. But I had stayed home, and there is this Christian station I used to listen to, and God, do I miss it. They no longer play hymns. They play the contemporary music that I don't particularly care for, but they used to play some of the older songs. They played a lot of the stuff from, like, Azusa Pacific University. Azusa is a city here in California. They played a lot of choirs. They did play some of the Mormon Tabernacle stuff. They played a lot of the Gaithers, the Bill and Gloria Gaithers, a lot of their music. They played some Twyla Paris, but they played more her mellower music. But I mean, they played a lot of that stuff. They played some of the stuff that, Fernando Ortega did. So, oh, that's Sean. It's a crock pot. Yeah, it is a crock pot. It's all in the crock pot. Oh, man, but it's been smelling so good the whole day. Yum. Although I don't think I'm going to be having potato soup tonight before I go to bed because I already know what's going to happen. Heartburn! I don't usually like to eat at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. That's just too late for me. But I used to call on this radio station, and I used to say, "Guess who this is?" And he would know who it is, but he would joke. You know, "Are you the president? Are you blah, 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 blah? Are you Mr. So-and-so?" Like, "Nope, it's Melissa." And I would be requesting songs from him every morning. Every morning. And so he would always say, "Why aren't you in school?" Or he'll, you know, and this is when I was in junior high, and I was always, oh man, I was always doing all kinds of funky stuff. And I remember I used to take my karaoke machine that had a tape player and a CD player, and I would do my own fun fake radio shows where I would do something called, my radio station was called Fun Talk Radio, and it was because it was partly talk and partly music. And ha ha ha, tickles, hee hee. So anyway, someone's just being silly on Twitter. But hey, it's better to be happy and smile and laugh and, you know, all that fun stuff, because it's not right to be unhappy. It's unhappy if you're unhappy. Yes. Anyway, it's rather quiet in here. I'm just used to the TV or something being on usually when Jeremy's here. So it is very, very, very quiet. But anyway, yeah, it's been a relaxing, fun little evening. So I hope that I will be talking to you guys soon. And that would be an interesting radio station, Fun Talk Radio. I used to do fake phone calls with my friends to put them on speakerphone and put the microphone of the karaoke machine up to the speaker on the telephone. And oh man. We had a blast. Yeah. Or I know I did anyway. So, fun times. So, yeah. Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to me gab for the last half hour. And I hope you guys have a wonderful evening. And I'm being mentioned on Twitter. I'm being mentioned on Twitter. Are you Twitter-pated? I love saying that word. But anyway, far from being Twitter-pated, I'm just relaxing. Not much on Twitter today, but it's still a beautiful, nice day. So anyway, I'm just going to let the rest of this run out. And you all take care. God bless. Have a wonderful night. And I'll let you know how the potato soup turns out tomorrow or whenever I get another chance to do a recording. So take care And thank you for listening. God bless. Goodbye. Time remaining.